sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Don Diggs.
Ah, baby, Tony.
That's Bubba Gump. You know, he's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire Brucey. Brucey,
what's
Brucey
going on?
How are we?
What's going on in it?
God damn it. Whatever you did here to my fucking box on Friday, I could kill you.
I didn't do shit.
He did. Now, the sound's coming in at one ear, out of the other, fucking coming in and out.
Yeah, your Mickey Mouse headphones.
No, dude.
Oh, time for some new ones.
Yeah, you know how to use the fucking box.
Treat yourself, son.
No, these are great. These are fucking high class Boses, okay? Mitt, how are we?
Now we're doing good, Tony. We are doing great, baby, actually. We got everything Mitt good to go here.
Love you, Mitt. Hey, good night last night, boys. Good night last night.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, I've said it once, I've said it a million times. If there's one day you're going to follow us for baseball, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Big Tuesday show.
Something about the grease. Something about Tuesday. I was going to try to do a Seinfeld reference there, but I couldn't exactly remember the line, so I fucking stopped it, okay?
Hey, it was good night. Giolito was the only one who fucking got me. It's always a risk. It's always a risk.
It is always a risk.
I mean, the YouTube middling dad's Giants.
Yeah.
Josh Peterson hitting a two-run bomb. And I was going to tweet it out, but I was literally like, I think it happened at like 11 o'clock my time. I was like, this tweet is going to be 2 a.m.
Too late.
So
absolutely too late.
I have a bit of confession. I actually accidentally took the Giants +1.5 today, yesterday, thinking that I was on.
Oh, so you're actually night. The best part about this, Bruce, you buried him you buried him yesterday, so you're actually on Alex Wood.
I crisscrossed
you crisscrossed applesauce wager onto Alex Wood versus Musgrove.
You
right
are
now
Alex Wood.
I cashed it out. I'm on the Padres.
Smart. I am also on the Dad's first five money line with Musgrove.
I don't think I handicapped this one, or did I? Because I didn't know if the show was going to be on yet or not. Let me see. Let me find it.
You didn't.
Handicap it?
I doubt it.
I did not. I started with Baltimore and Cleveland. Which those started
Nats,
6-10.
Nats came through. Fiorentina lost with 75% possession.
Yikes.
And Lazio gave up a 94th minute equalizer to Sampdoria.
Fucking Spurs are up.
Yeah.
Spurs up in the derby.
Lille's down 2-1. They gave up two penalties in 5 minutes. It was pretty sweet.
Is the pool down again?
I hope not. Yeah, we are. Jesus.
What's going on over there, pal?
Christ.
Newcastle's a good squad this year. Yeah, that guy they signed from Real Sociedad scored.
Absolute cracker, that equalizer the other day.
Maybe you need to save fucking Captain America. Bring him home.
They've tried. It's Chelsea's fucking problem. They won't let him go.
Russian oligarch won't let him go.
It's not Russian. It's your guy now. American owners.
Don't say my guy. I don't like him.
He's your guy.
who is it?
We're going to lose again, dude. What the fuck?
Who owns Chelsea? Todd Bowley? No, that's... Yeah. Who the fuck is he?
Chelsea has so many players. They literally have like 100 players on loan and shit. Like they weren't allowed to buy players for like a year because they just fucking have so many players.
It's ridiculous. Fucking Todd Bowley looks like a fucking asshole.
Yeah. It's a mark.
An absolute fucking mark. Okay. Today, college football, Friday. We'll go through Friday. Bruce maybe wants to take a peek at the noon games on Saturday. We'll
it's Friday.
We might dabble.
Saturday, Sunday.
We will take a look maybe at some NFL week one after the rosters have settled, see if we like anything there. We will also take a look at the Colts and the Panthers today as we can continue our AFC South, NFC South preview. We got baseball. We got footy. How's fucking Dirty Mike and the boys doing?
We're doing well. We got, what's his name? Tommy Paul. He hasn't started yet.
Dog so Tommy still, Paul.
Yeah, little
Tommy
dog.
Paul.
Tommy Paul. So that still hasn't started. American lad taking on Korda. So Korda. Stay tuned.
Korda's a bit of a dog.
There were some rain delays last night, which is always
frustrating.
How do
I know Tommy Paul?
Also, Jack Sock, American lad.
That's how I know Tommy
he was
Paul.
Up. He was up 2-1 and just retired. He's like, my back is...
Can't mess with a bad back.
I recognized Tommy Paul from somewhere.
Tommy Paul.
I'll tell you why after the show.
Okay. Cool.
Lucky guy. Cool. Lucky guy. Let's start Friday.
There we go.
College football Friday. Say it to Bruce. I might pick every single game on Friday.
Uh-oh.
As much as I was all over the place on Thursday, I'm pretty fucking set on where I want to go Friday. Now, here is my issue with hosting a gambling show and talking about these Friday games. Okay? Stick with me here, pal.
Go on.
When I handicapped it last week, Michigan State was -18.5. Now they're 22.5. That is 4 points higher. And it's through a key number of 21. Fucking
an asshole there. 23.5 now.
23.5. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? IU went from 5.5-point favorites when I handicapped it, gave them out as 4.5. Now they're down to 2.5.
Still good.
TCU, when I handicapped it, was 10. This morning when I checked it, they're 13.5.
College football, baby.
I hope that settles down because it's tough to handicap. No way.
College football is fucking chaos.
It won't.
Yeah.
Fucking chaos.
All that work last week and you're just, you know.
Well, personally, I got them.
Okay.
But for the show, for the people we care about, completely different number. Completely different handicap.
Yeah.
You did give them, those picks you did give out as official picks said on the record on the show.
I did mention their names. but... I don't know if I officially. I said I'm looking at. I said these are teams I like right now, but yeah. All right. Thanks, Mitt. Appreciate that. Let's start. Western Michigan at Michigan State. Like I said, 18.5. Mitt, you said it's 23.5 now.
Yeah, it's now 23.5 juiced to Western Michigan. Actually, juiced to the plus.
I actually did because I remember talking about how they lost their quarterback Caleb Ealy. And they lost Sky Moore, who was – those two were a big, big part of the offense. So a little bit of worry for Western Michigan's offense coming back. They did have the top-ranked defense in the MAC. They returned 7 on defense. The MAC doesn't play great defense, but they do have the top-ranked defense in the MAC coming back. Only 4 starters on offense returning. So that's a worry for me there. I'm not super huge on Michigan State, but I liked them in this game. For this reason, they were 11th in rush defense last year, 130th in pass defense last year.
Yeah, I remember them getting fucking burned
just
in the air.
Absolutely smoked game after game. Now, the reason I like them against Western Michigan is because they're losing their top wide receiver and their quarterback. So maybe their passing offense isn't going to be incredible to start the season. And they have the number 11 rushing defense. Western Michigan's bringing back their 2 leading running backs. Maybe a thing there. Kenneth Walker's gone for Michigan State, but they did bring in 2020 Offensive Player of the Year in the Pac-12, Colorado's running back. They bring in to replace Kenneth Walker. Peyton Thorne threw for 27 touchdowns last year, was pretty good. Their best wide receiver's back. They only lost their DNs on defense. Everyone else is back. So their defense should be good in the areas that they were good in last year. My one real big worry is they only bring 2 offensive linemen back, so they're going to have to get those guys. Michigan State's a huge transfer portal team. If you could tease this one, I say fucking put Michigan State in a teaser. I'm not going to give them out as 23.5-point favorites.
I'd wait till close to game time.
See if it moves or...
Yeah,
just hope it moves. This has spread buster written all over it. A missed extra point.
Sure.
Failed 2-point conversion.
A late
attempt.
Fucking touchdown with 10 seconds left.
Field goal, if it was 18.5 to 20.5, I'd say sure. But you're going through 21 and 23. Like, so that's
the last time they played, Michigan State was favored by 15, crushed them, 7 the game before that, crushed them. But to jump up to 22.5, and like, Michigan State wasn't tremendous defensively last year.
No. That's through the air. They were not good at all.
They, you know, they should improve defensively, you would have to think, especially against Western Michigan. But I don't know. I lean the over, if anything.
Yeah. Yep. What is the total on the
over?
Yep. 54.5. Yeah, 54 I'm beating Bruce at the fucking window. Let's go.
Yeah. So that's that one there. Virginia Tech at Old Dominion. It's down to 7.5, right?
Yep.
Was 8.5. I'm on Old Dominion. Why? I'll tell you why.
Yeah, please tell me.
Completely new staff for Virginia Tech. They returned 4 guys on offense, 7 on defense. No quarterback returning. Old Dominion returns 10 on offense, 7 on defense. So a lot more returners there. They bring back their whole coaching staff, quarterback returns, blah, 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 blah. They're going to run the ball. New coach for Virginia Tech. It was the defensive coordinator at Penn State. Their OC was at Penn State as well. More recently, the Jaguars tight end coach. They also brought over a guy from Wisconsin to coach their O-line. So pretty good idea that they're going to run the ball a decent amount. Their top 2 wide receivers are gone, but they do have some depth at running back there. Old Dominion, 17 starters. They were 9-4 ATS last year, 10 on offense. They had a 1,000-yard rusher coming back. They had the number 4 ranked tight end out of college or out of high school on the team, who's good. 4 O-line starters coming back. The defense is shaky as fuck against the pass. Actually pretty decent against the run. So I'm banking on Virginia Tech trying to run the ball. Old Dominion being okay against the run, plus the 8.5. I just think more stability there. But, I mean, Old Dominion, Virginia Tech, who the fuck knows?
Good luck, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to plug my nose and join you.
Okay.
But not confidently. I think this has the potential to be the worst bet ever, where Virginia Tech is gaining 4 yards every play.
Maybe.
Old Dominion is getting tackled for a loss.
Virginia Tech has not been good as of late. This is not your fucking dad's own Virginia Tech.
I just worry about the physicality factor.
Yeah, I agree.
There might be a large gap in how hard they will hit each other.
I agree.
You think the Old Dominion's got some dogs?
I don't know if they have any dogs, but I'm hoping and they hang on enough. I mean, the line is the line for a reason.
The offense is built to bark, but I just, you know, it's a little
shaky. Man, are you still in Virginia Tech?
No, I totally flipped sides on this after looking into it a little bit. Virginia Tech is about as bad as North Carolina. I was just watching North Carolina give up 24 points to fucking Florida A&M, who doesn't have a football team right now.
That was a bit scary. Florida A&M sat out a lot of guys, and that game was close late. I know that a lot of people are going to be on – this is a game on Saturday. I'm not going to take it, App State, North Carolina, but a lot of eyes are going to be on that. And I know – I think App State might even be favored now, if I'm correct. Temple and Duke. Wasn't on this one last week. Wasn't on this one yesterday. Doing a little research today. Tony may jump on this one, okay?
What's the line here?
6.5. Duke's favored. These are two.
Look at that lacrosse player.
These are two of the worst teams in college football.
Who is this guy?
I feel like I bet on Temple an uncomfortable amount last season.
Well, that's not good, Gumpy, because I believe you sent me a stat today. Hold on, let me see if I can find it here. Yep, longest active against the spread streaks in college football, losing streaks. Temple's lost 7 straight ATS. Duke has lost 6 straight ATS.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Fucking dog.
An immovable object.
Fucking real, real fucking barn burner here in this one. Here's why.
You know what I might do here?
Okay.
Damn.
I might tease fucking Tech and Duke.
Okay. Something to think about. I am looking at Duke in teasers. Here's why. Temple, completely new staff. Guess what? Duke, completely new staff as well. Shocker. 14 returning starters for Temple.
Is that a good thing?
Because they gave up 38 points per game last year.
I feel like that's the most fucking, we have no idea if that stat's good or not.
Exactly. Thank you.
Like, you could be returning the same dog shit from last year, or you could return good guys.
Or a lot of these early weeks, week zero, week one, week two, is fucking figuring out if dudes people got in the transfer portal and stuff like that are going to make your team a lot better than what it was last year. Because there's a lot of teams that are trying to just plug fucking holes with transfer portal guys.
Yeah.
But Temple gave up 38 points per game last year, and they scored less than 14 points in 9 games.
It's good offense.
That's impressive.
Duke's got a brand new staff. They actually, on offense, have, as far as wide receivers and running backs are concerned, a decent amount of their production from last year back. Now, they fucking stunk last year too.
I mean, if they can manage to be average, then they should score 38 points, it feels like.
You would, maybe, potentially. I'm thinking about taking Duke on this one.
Yeah.
I'm taking
Duke minus the 6.5. It's not a full touchdown. Temple fucking stinks. I understand Duke stinks too, but I mean, they're at least in the ACC. Temple is fucking bad. I watched Temple last year at the end of the year, and I think I was betting against them. I think that was why I.
They were 3-9 last year, 2-10 ATS. Duke was 3-9 last year as well. Better competition, but they were 4-8 ATS, if that gives you anything.
This is the fucking game of the night, huh?
Mick, can you toss up that finance bro one more time?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know this guy's name, but he is the starter.
Look, the starter.
I think there was a battle. Was he confirmed starting?
Yeah, he got announced the starter by the head coach.
Yeah, fucking stud, dude. All right,
hard pass.
For that reason,
I'm out.
Illinois at Indiana.
This Friday?
This one stinks, dude.
Is this Friday?
Yeah.
Talk about no starter being announced.
This one stinks.
What do you mean?
This line stinks.
Okay. IU's good at home.
Strictly because IU 2-10 last year, straight up, and ATS.
What's his name's cool or snake oil's running out? Yeah,
you're telling me. Illinois was 5-7 last year, so better. Straight up, and 7-4-1 ATS. So Illinois was better last year. They return more guys. They didn't get rid of
this classic fucking give the home team favored by 2.5, right?
They didn't get rid of their DC and their OC. Fucking Tommy DeVito actually looked pretty good last week. Week one.
Hey, Tommy DeVito.
Week zero. He was 27 of 37. Chase Brown ran for 150 last week.
I might just fuck around and take Illinois money line here.
Illinois last year held 8 of 9. Under 24 points in the Big Ten, 8 of their 9 games.
They looked good last week, man. I know it was defense, Wyoming, but...
And then Indiana, new quarterback, new OC, new DC. They were last in offense in 2021. Their quarterback is a transfer from Mizzou, who's average or whatever. Mizzou hasn't been anything to write home about really the last few years. 3-0 line starters back, which is okay if they didn't have the lowest yards per carry in the Big Ten last year. And they have transfers at wide receiver that they're bringing in that they hope pan out. Now, when I normally take this tone with a team, they normally fucking make me pay for it. But Illinois, for sure.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you just have to.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
I'm just a firm believer in what I watched Illinois play last week.
And I
can go off that and die with that.
Sure.
I haven't seen IU, and I have no idea what they're going to be.
And I don't think it hurts that Illinois did play last week.
Exactly.
Dare I say it?
Don't.
I don't know what the wrong team's favored here.
The wrong team is favored.
I knew you were going to say it. Fuck!
You should fucking... that should be a shirt, Bruce. Nah,
I like it. And the nightcap, a game that I liked last week. I don't know if I like now at this number. I don't know if I'm going to... I might back off of this one. TCU's at Colorado. TCU was 5-7 last year. Terrible ATS. 2-9-1.
What happened to the fucking Spurs?
Oh, no. What's the score?
Fuck.
1-1?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I went draw no bet later.
There's time. There's time no bet. There's time left. TCU returns their quarterback, but they do have a brand new coaching staff. Sonny Dykes comes in from SMU. If you know anything about SMU, they will fucking throw the shit out of the ball. They will be good on offense. They return 18 starters. 10 on offense, 8 on defense. Now, the defense did fucking stink last year, but they bring in Joe Gillespie, who was the DC at Tulsa for a long time. He was up for defense coordinator of the year a couple times. So they expect the defense to get better there. Colorado, on the other, they averaged 18 points per game last year. Colorado did. Quarterback wasn't very good. He comes back. I don't know. I don't know if this was more of a.
What's the line here?
I like 13.5 now. It was 10. Now it's 13.5. It actually opened this summer at 7.5. TCU. I like TCU's offense a lot. I think they're going to be really good. I think their defense is going to be better.
I don't hate Colorado at this number.
If you can find TCU in a teasy, I take them down.
I think you. I don't know if you add. So you go Tech, Duke, and TCU all in a 6-pointer. But I don't like that. I like when the teaser gets you to where it's just a fucking pick 'em.
Yeah, and I may sprinkle some fucking ODU money line in there, so I don't know if I'm going to throw a check.
Oh, you're big Old Dominion.
You love it.
I do kind of love fucking Monarchs.
I'm sneaking up pretty big here on this one, I think. If this gets to 14.5, I'm going to absolutely hammer Colorado.
Yes, the Buffaloes. Love it.
If I even see a flicker of 14.5 there.
Sure.
I that's the best bet on the board on Friday to me.
Sure. All right. So to recap, let's just call this gun to head. Which side do I feel more confident in? It's Michigan State versus Western Michigan. It's Old Dominion versus Virginia Tech. For me, this is for me. Duke versus Temple, Illinois versus Indiana, and TCU versus Colorado. Powell, do you feel one way or another about what games?
Definitely taking Illinois.
Yeah, I think Team Ryan!
Team Ryan!
Yeah, hell yeah. And then I'll probably tease Duke and Virginia Tech. I'm kind of with you. Old Dominion would probably cover. I don't think they can win outright, though. Yeah. And then I also agree with Bruce. I think if Colorado gets to that 14, I think that's a must-have.
Yeah, I'm going to play it regardless, probably.
Yeah,
I'm waiting to play it.
So there's a big difference between picks we give out on the show and the picks we play.
Well, there isn't a huge difference.
Not a huge difference, but I'll tell you this. I played Michigan State, Old Dominion, Duke, Illinois, and TCU. I did not give out all of those as actual picks, I think, on the show.
Somebody in this room probably had the wildest live bet of all time on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
The wildest live bet I've ever seen.
Maybe best I've ever seen.
In his defense, he seemed to be fucking couple espresso martinis deep.
I was having a good time. I saw Hawaii plus 17.5, and I said, you know what? I love it. And I took it, and I think they let up 42 unanswered points.
I believe there's
nothing I love than getting late night bet slip.
Yeah,
Wait, what did you do?
Bruce was a little bit. Listen, those Hawaii late starts are dangerous because you don't know what state you're going to be in. And Bruce happened to open his FanDuel app and see Hawaii plus 17.5. Probably wasn't watching the game.
I mean, this Friday night, we're talking about Colorado plus 14.5. We're talking about Colorado plus 17.5. We're talking about him plus 21.5. I will go down with this shit.
That might have happened. That'll happen, Bruce. That'll happen.
No, I mean, I had a great weekend. So
let's look at let's see if there's any.
You can afford your Hawaii plus 17.
There are. You can afford it. North Carolina App State is a noon kickoff. We'll be dialed in for that one.
Yeah.
Which one?
North Carolina and App State.
I just took App State money line, parlayed it with Utah. I really, really love it.
Ooh. The North Carolina App State, just for App State, returns their quarterback. Mitt loves their quarterback, actually. He was at Clemson and then App State. Mitt talks about him very highly.
Yeah, he went to Duke. He fucking sucked. He lost me a bunch of money.
The 9 a.m., the college football started at 9 a.m. here is fucking insane.
Gotta love that. They still have Chase Bryce. That kid's like 20 fucking eight.
Yes, they do. 12 returning starters for App State, 13 for North Carolina, most of them being on defense for North Carolina. A lot of offensive guys gone. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, I fucking can't. I don't know. I watched that North Carolina game last week from start to finish.
Interesting one to watch. NC State and East Carolina, a lot of people very, very high on NC State. A lot of people like them to contend in the ACC. I actually put a futures ticket in on their quarterback to potentially win the Heisman. I mean, is that going to happen? No, probably not. But you know, a lot of people are very high on NC State. They're bringing back where is it? They're bringing back 17 guys, 10 on defense, 7 on offense. But East Carolina also bringing back a lot of guys from a team that keeps getting better. They bring back 15 guys. I like both of those teams, so I'll just be watching that one just to see future. Cincy and Arkansas, is that one at noon too? Because a lot of eyes are going to be on that one.
I'm on Cincy for sure. I love Fickell. I just don't think
that's a 3:30.
I know 3:30. Fucking Ritter fucking took him to the promised land, but I just don't think 6.5 points against Arkansas just feels like too much.
I was listening to the Bear. You know, the Bear. He also loves your Huskies this weekend.
Dude, if Penix was fucking unbelievable for IU that year, dude.
Mm-hmm. He was
unbelievable.
There's a lot of
could hit the broadside of a barn last year, but yeah, he was really good there.
Yeah, last year, you know, but he's back with his OC in Washington.
You know what is at fucking noon on Saturday, Gumpy? Rutgers versus Boston College.
Still 7.5.
It's 6.5 now.
Yeah, exactly. Probably be a pick 'em by game time, just like I said.
Both teams are bringing back their quarterbacks and staff. That's an interesting
one. Nothing gets me more fired up than when I see fucking Shiano man screaming on the sidelines. That's when we know college football is all the way back.
It is. Hey, boys, tomorrow and Friday, we'll just go over kind of the rest of the college football schedule. Maybe we'll do like primetime games one day, bigger, whatever. Oh, a couple stats before we're done with college football.
Go on.
The reigning national champions are 21-1 straight up and 16-6 ATS in their first game of the following season.
Oh, Bama is a must take this weekend.
That's Georgia minus 17.5 versus Oregon. Probably going to stay away from that one. Bama, Nick Saban is 14-0 straight up and 12-2 ATS at Bama as a favorite of 30 or more points in the opener. 41.5 versus Utah State. They are treating Utah State like they are a fucking FCS program with this line.
I mean, I'm not thinking touching about it. Taking
might Alabama. Not be enough.
I'm legitimately thinking about taking Alabama. I am for sure the biggest Utah State fan that I know. I'm the only one that can name fucking their two quarterbacks.
Fucking Logan Bonner and I don't know the other guy, so you're right.
Lego. He's better.
Fucking Lego. All right, we'll do some more college football the rest of this week. Let's do a little bit of line movement here on the NFL. Just where is it? How long ago did you send that in? Yesterday. I can't find it.
I mean, you can here. I can run through it if you'd like.
Oh, you know the line moves?
Yeah.
For week one.
Yeter.
Oh, just real quickly, Tone.
Yeah.
There's not much tomorrow in the Serie A. I like Bologna money line and Atalanta money line.
Okay, thank you. Good luck with that. Before we get those started, just a quick Super Bowl winner. 18-3 straight up in week one in the past 21 seasons. 13-6-2 ATS. Super Bowl loser. That would be the Super Bowl loser. 0-12 ATS in the last 12 seasons. Damn. 2-10 straight up.
Bit of a I'm not hungover, you're hungover situation.
Yeah, so in that situation.
I love the Steelers at that.
In that situation, Rams and Steelers would be the plays those, if you're just playing those stats.
Those three have been fairly recent, though, right?
The 21-3?
Yeah, like Eagles.
Tampa just won.
Tampa lost.
Tampa lost.
Thought they beat Dallas last year.
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys. Didn't cover.
They didn't lose.
So that's don't what I was thinking don't of. Fucking don't fucking don't come. All right, do some odds with this NFL.
The Bills opened at -1. They are now -2.5.
Is that going to get to 3?
Hope so.
I mean that would be nuts, but you can kind of buy points more willy nilly in the league.
Oh, absolutely, you can.
I'm gonna take Rams money line. I think.
Yep, the Ravens opened as 4.5 point favorites. They are now 6.5 point favorites at the Jets.
Okay.
The Colts were 7.5. Now they're 8.5 at the Texans. The Saints were -3.5. Now they are -5.5 at the Falcons.
It's weird. Those two numbers don't 3.5, 5.5. Not a difference for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 2-point difference, but I almost rarely.
You almost like the 5.5 more.
Maybe.
After the line.
Maybe.
And then the Eagles were 4-point favorites, and now they're 3.5. That one's kind of interesting because it's the only one kind of moving away from the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Browns don't really count because of all the.
Correct.
Suspension news.
I saw something on Twitter that said that the Detroit Lions have started to get a like flood of Super Bowl and division odds bets from Hard Knocks. There's no fucking way people are watching Hard Knocks and thinking that, right?
Is that for clout, like later on?
I don't know.
To be maybe. Like what a bad bet.
A guy just bet $1 million on the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Like, is that like a marketing expense for something?
No, you bet. He bet 10,000
million in total.
Yeah, 10,000 on them to win the Super Bowl. Like, so much for them to make the playoffs, and so much to have over 9 wins. I think it was $1 million total. Yeah.
The Bucs is the other interesting one. They were 2.5 to 1.5. But I guess that's just kind of Tampa.
I'm seeing people going.
What is that?
I am seeing people fucking on the Cowboys Week One. I could be fucking just a Cowboy hater maybe this year.
No.
I just don't see it.
That line makes no sense.
All right.
That was what last year? 9.5?
Yep.
In Tampa?
Mm-hmm. So you would think home field advantage, 6.5 is what it would have been in Dallas last year, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Cowboys also have gotten, on paper, worse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless Dax, like, 100% for the first time in a couple years.
You know what they say about paper, Mitt?
You can fold it up and fucking throw it away.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's why they play the game.
That's why they fucking play the game.
That's why they suit up.
All right. Let's do NFL previews. You want to start right here in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Go on.
AFC South. Colts are the favorites. 2,200 to win the Super Bowl. 1,200 to win the AFC. Over-under is 9.5. Yes is -172. To make the playoffs, they added Matt Ryan, obviously, Ngakoue, Steph Gilmore, Ronnie McLeod in the secondary as well. They lost Jack Doyle. I think that's all right. Eric Fisher, who was not even really a starter.
Did he get picked up by anybody?
I don't think so. Not that I saw.
Nope.
They lost Glowinski, who actually is a good offensive lineman, and Rockyus Sin, which they picked up Gilmore. So no real worry there. Looking at their schedule, thank you, Mitt. Not a terrible start there. Not a bad little first 2 weeks to fucking ease into the season, huh?
Yep. They you got to think they will destroy the Jaguars.
Well, they haven't won in Jacksonville in like 7 years. So maybe that week two is
you gotta fucking kick those demons, dude.
You do have week two. You're gonna visit those demons again.
Yeah.
So. I'm giving them – this is, once again, when we do this, if everything goes right for them pretty much. Houston and Jacksonville, give them 2. This is if everything – there's 4 wins there. I'm going to give them one of Tennessee. They could potentially get two, but I'm going to give them one of Tennessee. And I'm going to give them Washington and the Giants. So you're at 7. You got to get to 10. So you got KC, Philadelphia, Pitt, and Chargers at home. Probably get two of those.
Yeah.
That's 9. So then you got to win one on the road at Denver, at New England, at the Raiders, at Dallas, at Minnesota. So basically what I'm saying is here, I'm not taking the under on the Colts.
No. This has to be it, man. If they don't win the division, like, I guess that they don't have to win the division, but they should win this division. The Titans got worse.
I agree. 1,000%.
Very worse.
Titans have a harder schedule.
Yes.
I think, personally.
I mean, if they beat the Titans twice right there, they could start 7-1 pretty easily, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard not to take the Colts this year.
I took them to win. I put in a divisions.
Latte?
A division.
Oh, there we go.
A division latte today.
Fucking Bobby.
Now that we've done pretty much all the divisions, all the research is done on all the divisions, most units I've ever put down on a latte. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
You're hanging loose. You're letting your hair down.
Oh, the hair is fully down. Okay.
In the wind.
Colts to win the South.
Who?
Packers to win the North. Eagles to win the East.
Oh.
+700.
I like it. I do.
Don't sleep on my guard or my Commanders.
Yeah, it took me watching two drives of Carson this preseason to know that I'm out on them again.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be sleeping like a baby on the Commanders.
What was the record last year?
The Commanders?
Yeah.
We are Commanders 2021. 6-11.
7-10.
Yeah, close.
Should have been 6-11. Dexter Lawrence wasn't offside.
Oh, fucking get over it, Bruce. Jesus.
All right, back to the Colts, though.
Fuck. You bring that fucking play up once Dexter a week, Lawrence dude. Like, you guys were going to get to the Super Bowl if you won that game.
You never know with the G-Man. That's
kind of
the thing.
Fuck off.
Not going under on the Colts, and I will be taking them to win the division.
Absolutely.
I've placed now twice a Super Bowl future on the Colts and cashed out both times to bet on baseball. But neither here nor there. I really like them. Mostly buying into like the Matt Ryan redemption kind of narrative and just him having all the tools in place. I can just see him, you know, going to Disney.
Sure.
Going to Disney World.
Okay.
Is Matt Ryan eligible to win Comeback Player of the Year?
No,
all season.
Yeah, no.
Is that what it is? It
to be honest,
injury?
Though, this award has gotten so fucking.
Yeah, well, how does it work?
It's gotten so fucking out of control.
I don't know. Not many people watched Atlanta play last night or last year. Matt Ryan was running for his life every game. Like, he took a fucking beating last year.
We need to take a timeout. You're right. I mean, you mentioned this many times, especially against the Niners. I believe he almost died.
The Bills also fucking killed him.
In the snow.
Yeah.
NFL Comeback Player of the Years. Derrick Henry missed half a season. He's +440. That's cool with that. Jameis missed a bunch of the season, +500. Good with that. We have a new person with third shortest odds. Brian Robinson is +750.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an SB kind of. It's like a narrative.
Because he just got shot last week and now he's going to be Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Fitzpatrick ever win it?
Is a rookie?
No, I don't think so. Is he?
He wears number 8, and I think he's within the first 2 years, yeah.
I think he might be a rookie.
He wears number 8, so I would just assume he is within the first 2 years of his
career. That's where he's a rookie.
That would be such an incredible story, though, that it would be undeniable Comeback Player of the Year.
See,
you almost have to bet that.
He's not even going to be the starting running back, though. Like, who is? We were going to say that about Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then he never fucking played.
Think Gibson's starting for the Commanders?
Normally.
Guy was returning punts last week.
I know. There was some. Yeah, I know.
What was that about? He was good.
I don't know.
I mean, no, I'm not going to say it.
Anyways, we were talking about how weird the award is. McCaffrey was hurt last year, but then it's Baker. Baker played the entire fucking season.
That's crazy.
See, this is what I'm saying, though. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, like Michael Thomas was out. Saquon was out. Allen Robinson, is he out?
Yeah, but ACLs just don't do it anymore, you know?
Mitch Trubisky's plus 2,400. Is being a backup and then being a start, is that a comeback?
See, like, that's what I'm saying.
If anybody comes back from fucking Matt Nagy, give me the award.
Like, I would bet Matt Ryan comeback player of the year legit. I think Matt Ryan comeback player of the year is not a bad bet because what was he doing last year?
What's he coming back from?
Yeah, he's not coming back from anything, dude.
He's coming back from the middle of the table. In a fucking horrible situation. And now he's back to NFL prominence. All right,
here to help Mitz point out.
None of those fucking dudes got hurt last year.
I'm going to help you out right now. I'm going to give you his odds.
Yeah, they did?
I'm going to give you his odds. They don't exist, okay?
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. That's what I'm saying. How the fuck does he not have odds and then a fucking rookie has odds? That's bullshit.
I mean, let's not
fucking give it to Carson Wentz.
Right now, dude. This guy just got shot.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to bet an award.
He played 17 games last year. What is he coming back from, Mitt?
Being in Atlanta.
I respect your take on that, but I don't think he's going to be up for it. I don't think he's going to be up for it. All right, are we good with the Colts? We move on.
Whoa.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Whoa. No, we're good.
Panthers. Fell in love with the Panthers doing research on them. I'll be honest with you.
I've been beating the Panthers drum since they got Baker.
I fucking love the roster. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to the roster here in a second.
Defense was great last year.
They are plus 1,500 to win the division, 10,000 for the Super Bowl, 5,000 for the NFC. Over under 6.5. Yes, is plus 400 to make the playoffs. They added Baker. They added Deonta Foreman to go with Chuba Hubbard and Christian McCaffrey. They added guard Austin Corbett, who will start center Bradley Bozeman. Hecker, and they drafted Icky to play tackle, obviously. They lost Hassan Reddick, who is good off the edge. And then Gilmore and Boye, who neither of them really did much for the Panthers. Here's why I like their roster. I think they're super deep at wideout. DJ Moore is one of the more underrated players in the entire NFL.
Very
Bob
good.
Anderson, Terrence Marshall, who... Did he get hurt? Because he was on the scene, and then I don't remember anything about Terrence Marshall. That could just be my brain. But they also have Rashard Higgins, who Baker loved in Cleveland. Andre Roberts, Chenault, who they just traded for. O-line actually looks pretty good. Defense, or the running backs are good. Ian Thomas is a pretty good little tight end. Defense, I like the roster a lot.
All that matters is McCaffrey and Baker staying healthy.
Sure.
Yep.
If either one of those guys go down there, fuck.
6.5. Why don't you pull up the schedule, Mitt? Okay. So, Browns at home against, obviously, a team without Deshaun. They're favored. So, if you go by favorites, maybe you get the one there. Maybe you give them the Giants. Okay?
Yep.
Here's what I was giving them. Giants... Atlanta two times. This is if things go perfect for him. Seattle, Detroit, and
they get one of four against the Saints and Bucks.
That's what I had.
Okay? Right.
So I had one in the division besides Atlanta, two against Atlanta, Seattle, Detroit, and the Giants. So you're already at six. So you just got to win one more, and you get. That's Cleveland at home, Arizona at home, San Fran at home, Denver at home, Pittsburgh at home, and you're over.
Yeah. I'm throwing a flyer plus 400 to make the playoffs.
I think they get 8 or 9 wins.
Fuck, this is a hard schedule. This is a lot harder schedule than I thought it was. I was expecting, like, I don't know what I was expecting, because I was thinking I was going to take them to make the playoffs. But going through the schedule, I just don't see the wins. Like, I can't count 9 wins.
They can definitely. So I got you to 6. They could definitely beat Cleveland at home.
They will. That's a win.
They can definitely beat the Steelers at home, as much as I hate to say it, because I think they're going to be fine against teams that struggle on offense, and I hate to say it, that I think the Steelers are probably going to struggle on offense.
But it's just it's McCaffrey.
When do they play Denver?
What is that week?
Put it up. Who knows if Russ is, who knows if Russ is still healthy at that point?
Who knows if McCaffrey or Baker is?
True. That's my biggest concern.
Well, yeah, every single preview we do can be ruined by injury.
Yep.
I think Baker will be fine. Like, it's not like Baker's injury prone. He just got fucked up last year.
McCaffrey
is legitimately injury prone at this point.
Today,
how are they playing every single fucking team in the AFC West and not the Chargers?
Was there an error on the...
I don't know.
Error on the schedule.
Oh, no.
Am I tripping?
I can only see... The only games I can see are 6 of them.
My takeaways from today. Colts will win the division. Panthers over.
I like it.
Cool.
I like them week 1 with the Browns.
I do.
Yeah, too. I love that.
I do, too. Browns first team. Now it's just preseason. Did not look good. The one... game that Jacoby played.
Yeah.
They were down 21-0 to the Bears, I believe.
I know Jacoby was good in Indy before he got hurt. Watched him play for Miami last year.
I hear you, Bo. I hear you. All right, let's do MLB. Baltimore and Cleveland, Lyles and McKenzie. 178 favorites for Cleveland. You doing anything here?
No, I'm not laying a half with McKenzie.
Me either. He's given up 3, 2, and 2 in his last 3. Bruce, you doing anything here?
Here I come. I am back on the birds. I like them plus.
Wow.
I like them plus the half in the first 5 you and plus 1.5.
Fucking wild.
Full game. Birdland. Let's do it.
Quintana goes against Mike Minor. The ace has given up 2 in each of his last 4 starts. Mike Minor's been bad. I'm not going to lay all that fucking shit with the Quintana, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Rasmussen goes against Trevor Rogers. He was 170 earlier before they announced a starter. What's Tampa? Tampa's been dominating Miami.
But it went down a bit. It was like minus 156.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can I find it? It's still 170.
Yeah.
What is it?
170.
Yeah, I'm taking Rays first 5 money line.
Me too.
Yeah,
full game for me.
Certainly feels right. It's a little too rich for me, and I'm just not going to watch it. So.
Okay. Oakland and the Nats. This is the series that all the eyes are on.
Yep.
Kaeperlein gave up 8 in his last start after being pretty good. His last 4 starts have been Anibal Sanchez. Yeah, is anybody taking this game?
Yeah.
I knew you would. Oakland?
A's. They were plus a half, but I'd still take a money line.
Okay. Okay.
Fucking dogfight last night, that game.
Oh, yeah. Luke Farrell versus Mitch White. Chicago's in Toronto. I'm good.
Yeah, no thanks.
Tyler Anderson goes against DeGrom. Dodgers in New York. I'm going to take anytime I can get the Dodgers first 5 plus a half, I'm going to take it.
I hate the thought of laying a half against the Dodgers, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, here's why. One of my main reasons. Mets are 28th versus lefties. So I worry about them getting runs for DeGrom here.
Yeah, I don't love laying a half, but
Anderson's been like DeGrom. Pretty good. First 5 plus a half for me, Mitt. Or what's your name, Bruce?
I'm on the Dodgers plus 1.5. It is the same as the Mets money line minus 164.
Yep.
I grade the Dodgers better than the Mets right now. And then with the, 1.5, it's just easy to just, go against the Mets money line. Is there any concern over at Shady Field about the curse of the Trumpets live?
I know it. I knew it. I fucking knew.
A lot of pressure.
I knew it was going to come up. Tell you what, a lot of pressure. They lose tonight again. They are going to say never bring that him back.
Also, they do the trumpets live. Could you imagine?
Yeah, against the Dodgers, close game.
Oh my god,
banana land. Then we're looking
at
it, dude.
Then we're looking.
You guys should be on the fucking Mets. What are you doing?
Seattle and Detroit. Anyone going there?
Yeah.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. Colorado and Atlanta. They're $4 favorites. Did they lose last night? Did Colorado win?
The 3-2. Yeah.
They're $3.20 favorites tonight. I'll stay away.
Yeah, it's -1.5, first five, I'm out.
Tell you what, I almost did something here, pal. Boston at Minnesota, Waka versus Joe Ryan. My numbers told me to take Boston.
I love Waka, first five plus a half.
Yeah, I was going to. I couldn't, strictly because Boston 2-7 in their last nine. Twins are 5-0, so I don't like going against that
situation. They've been competing in Minnesota, though, with fucking dog shit pitching, which I think is good. Like, Story's back in the lineup. They got some guys back. I think I like them plus a half. Walk has been good.
Bubic is going against big old Lance Lynn. Bubic has been bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to take Lance Lynn, but not at -1.5.
Okay, me either. Yankees are in L.A. still. Anybody?
I might end up laying the $2 on Cole. It seems like the Yanks are finding their form, and obviously Ace on the bump, but it feels a little rich, I guess.
Yeah, I don't love it.
You know what, pal? In my bet slip, I do have the Sox plus first five plus a half. So at one point today, I liked it more than I did.
Should have taken fucking West Ham double chance.
Fuck!
What's every time that game ends in a goddamn tie. Every fucking time. Every time.
Good to come away with a point, Hubbers.
I guess. Not really. I did draw no bet, but would have liked to.
It's not a bad away point, to be honest.
Would have liked all the points.
If you get a point on the road all season long, you're going to be in fucking good shape.
I feel like it might put you mid-table.
Bailey Falter.
I don't know about that, but in that game, I'd take a point.
Bailey Falter, Tommy Henry, Philly and Arizona. Anything there? By the way, shout out Zach Allen for fifth start in a row, no earned runs.
That guy is absurd. D-backs, first five plus a half. I mean, they are going right now. The Phillies are fading.
They are. All right, so I'm on Dodgers first five plus a half, Boston first five plus a half, Rays money line.
I have all first five. Dad's going right now, money line. Rays money line, A's plus a half, Mariners money line, Mets minus a half, Red Sox plus a half, D-backs plus a half.
I am going Orioles plus a half, first five, Orioles plus 1.5, full game, and the Dodgers plus 1.5, full game.
Before I forget, there is a college football no sweat bet on FanDuel. Place a wager on any college football for this weekend, basically, and you get refunded in free bets if your bet loses up to $50. So I put a $50 parlay on a fucking huge one, which also, I did a dog money line parlay, I believe, which reminded me, I believe it was 2 years to the date this weekend that I cashed out of an $8,000 winning ticket. I did win $200 though. Fuck.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That was hell of a day. That was hell of a day. Yikes. I still remember all the teams.
It was Georgia Tech.
Florida State was the reason I cashed
that
out.
That was the one.
It was the Shants on the road at Kansas. It was the Raging Cajuns on the road at Iowa State. There was another. Was it three team or there was it four one team? More. There was one more.
Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was the end of it.
That's they were down by 10, and then. All right.
Tonight, MLS, LAFC, Toronto, and Austin FC, all money line.
Can't remember what I had for dinner last night, but I can remember that.
Liverpool. US one Open. Fucking more, lads.
I'll tweet them out. We got nothing while the Hotspurs play. With okay. Dirty.
All right.
What's that?
Dirty Mike is offline during Tottenham Hotspur games.
Okay. You can't, love that, right?
Can't get in touch with
it. Gotta respect that. Gotta respect that. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with all the rest of week one college football tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow we have for NFL teams the Saints and Jags. I'm interested to dive into the Saints and the Jags.
I like
too.
The Saints.
I do too. I'll see if how much we like them tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow, 10 minutes after Pat's show. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.